From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting in Laos, site of the 28th meeting of Southeast Asian nations known as ASEAN. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is to take part Wednesday in the 14th ASEAN-India Summit and the Thursday East Asia Summit in Vientiane. In a speech Tuesday, President Barack Obama reaffirmed the long-term interests of continued U.S. engagement in the region.
America's interest in the Asia-Pacific is not new. It's not a passing fad. It reflects fundamental national interests. And in the United States, across the political spectrum, there's widespread recognition that the Asia-Pacific will become even more important in the century ahead, both to America and to the world.
Addressing hundreds in the Lao National Cultural Hall, Mr. Obama Tuesday explained how deeply the U.S. had become involved in the region during his two terms in office.
We strengthened our alliances with our new defense guidelines. Japan and the United States will do even more together to uphold regional security. We've expanded our collaboration with the Republic of Korea, including on missile defense to counter North Korean threats. With our U.S. Marines now rotating through Australia, we can respond even faster to regional challenges. And with our new access agreement with the Philippines, our militaries are closer than they've been in decades.
He also said the U.S. expects to deepen economic ties, participate in environmental and terrorism issues, continue to re-engage with former enemies like Vietnam, elevate ties with India, and pursue constructive relations with China. European Union observers in Gabon say there was an obvious anomaly in election results that showed President Ali Bongo narrowly defeating challenger Jean Ping in the August 27 ballot. The EU mission questioned the tally in a Bongo stronghold, where he won 95% of the votes with a 99% turnout. Less than 50% of voters turned out nationwide. The EU mission called for authorities to publish results of all states.